This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Primary and Secondary Education Minister Abdul Mukti told journalists at the Muhammadiyah University, Surabaya, East Java on Tuesday his ministry will discuss the recent Constitutional Court ruling on providing free education at the elementary and junior high school levels nationally next week. Earlier, the Constitutional Court issued a ruling mandating free elementary and junior high school education at both public and private schools. The ruling was based on a request from the Indonesian Education Monitoring Network. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya Sugiarto said the Red and White Village Cooperative's push is aimed at making sure that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's priority program benefits everyone equally. While joining deliberations on village cooperatives in Depok, West Java on Tuesday, he said that President Prabowo has called for accelerating the establishment of such cooperatives. He noted that once the cooperatives are set up, village governments would be able to form business units that match their respective potential. That's Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
I'm not afraid to die. is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk a thin line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's gasoline in my veins. I'm counting highlights, so electrified. Don't stand in my way.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku
Top Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still staying with us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Dutch companies have committed $300 million to support Indonesian government programs, including free nutritious meals and affordable housing initiatives. This was announced by the chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Bakri, in a statement issued on Tuesday. This plan was communicated by the ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and ASEAN, Mark Gerritsen, during a recent meeting with the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry's chairman noted that about 120 representatives from Dutch companies will visit Indonesia on June 16 as part of a trade and investment mission. The delegation will focus on three main sectors, namely food security, maritime affairs, and water management. This mission is, of course, crucial. They are not solely focused on Jakarta. These 120 company delegates will be split up, with some visiting Medan, Semarang, and Makassar. Their mission is based on the targeted focus. The Netherlands itself is Indonesia's largest investor from the European Union, accounting for around 46% of the bloc's total investment. So this is a significant figure, not just because the two countries have a good relationship, but also because economically it is very significant. The $300 million the Netherlands wanted to invest in Indonesia was intended to start long-term businesses. So their plan seems very concrete. During the meeting, Bakri said Ambassador Gerritsen expressed appreciation for KADIN's openness and support in this mission. Well, listener, that's the update from Indonesia and the Netherlands relationship, in which Dutch firms to invest $300 million in key Indonesian sectors. Well, listener, there is a lot more when we return. So make sure you keep tuning in only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Dimanapun itu, I'll find you. Saat kau lemah dan tak berdaya, lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat kau takut, oh dan tersesat, dimanapun itu, I'll find you. Air matamu takkan terjatuh, lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Takkan menyerah, ku ada untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
This is Quote of the Day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That's Quote of the Day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound. GACC.
Memang kau tadi sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
work it out.
Then cool, can I say I'm really cool?
Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Gamaliel Audrey Cantika or GAC with the song Never Leave Ya. I haven't left you yet, listener, until later 12 p.m. Western Indonesia time. In the meantime, I'd like to remind you all that besides enjoying our programs, never ever hesitate to send us feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or to our social media, you can send a direct message or mention us on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Yes, it's VOI_official. We are also available on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Or you can interact with us on RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI on the chat feature. And talking about love, I have a very extraordinary love. Or in Indonesian, we call it Cinta Luar Biasa. As described in the song by Anmesh Kamaleng, Cinta Luar Biasa or Extraordinary Love.
Pertama kali kulihat dirimu hadir, rasa hati ini inginkan dirimu. Hati tenang mendengar suara indah menyapa geloranya hati ini tak kusangka. Rasa ini tak tertahan. Hati ini selalu untukmu. Terimalah lagu ini dari orang biasa. Tapi cintaku padamu luar biasa. Aku tak punya bunga, aku tak punya harta. Yang ku punya hanyalah hati yang setia, tulus padamu. Pun hadir melihatmu, memandangmu bagai bidadari. Lentik indah matamu, manis senyum bibirmu, hitam panjang rambutmu, anggun terikat. Rasa ini tak tertahan. Tapi cintaku padamu luar biasa. Aku tak punya bunga, aku tak punya harta. Yang ku punya hanyalah hati yang setia, tulus padamu.
Terjadi kepada dirimu, aku tak percaya kau telah tiada. Haruskah aku pergi tinggalkan dunia agar aku dapat berjumpa denganmu? Di malam yang sesunyi ini aku sendiri, tiada yang menemani. Akhirnya kini ku sadari dia telah pergi, tinggalkan diriku. Adakah semua akan terulang, kisah cintaku yang seperti dulu? Hanya dirimu yang ku cinta dan ku kenang di dalam hatiku, takkan pernah hilang bayangan dirimu untuk selamanya. Kau telah tiada. Haruskah aku pergi tinggalkan dunia agar aku dapat berjumpa denganmu?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land. Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of woods, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Wenang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Lintang consists of 9 types, namely Loai or bass, Sela or cello, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaisa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRA Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. This song tells the story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening!
Terima kasih.